A lot of young people hear about AI taking over the world. Should we be worried or excited about our future with AI, and what might it be like for us in 5 or 10 years?
You should not be worried, but you should be excited. Perhaps I thought AI might help to the big challenges of humanity, which might be climate change, which might be mobility, which might be health, I think on cancer, which might be energy. Our energy systems are super complicated. Also our cities. This is all systems which are super complex. Like the human cell, it's not understood. Cancer is not healed right now. And energy with renewable energy, with wind, with hydro energy, with solar energy, and also with the customers feeding back energy as private customers. And if you buy some power from neighboring countries, stuff like this, it's super complicated. You have to predict, the weather, you have to predict the behavior, you have to predict the producers. And these are super complex systems. And I think the only chance to handle these complex systems, it might be health, energy, traffic, is using AI. As we use the calculator, if we multiply big numbers, we don't do it ourselves anymore. We use machines, we use a calculator. If you want to understand complex systems, we should use AI. We should get help by these intelligent systems, which can perhaps understand or simulate or modulate these complex systems where many things are interacting with each other. And therefore, back to your question. Now you should be excited. AI is a chance for a future. And if you only think about climate change, only with AI we will get this under control.
And what can it do with this data, that this complex data that humans might not be able to do, for example, with climate change? How can it help us solve it? And why would it be a benefit to us rather than just having human brains trying to solve climate change?
I think everybody thinks it's good to save the world, to save our environment, stop the climate change if it's too hot, if no plants anymore are growing. It's not good for us because as they produce our air, they produce our food. We have somehow understand it. And we humans make decisions how to countermand the stuff which already, the damage which is already done, but we have to understand it. Many things are not understood. I can give you an example. Here at my institute, we have a team working in hydrology. What they are doing is they predict how much water is in the river, different rivers. And they predicted they have weather data, but they have also data about the vegetation of the river, versus the snow or whatever. And now, for many years, for 30 years, they were experts, and they have expert models how to simulate how much water is in the soil, how much water is underground in these basins, how much water is in the gletschers, is in the snow, and the snow is melting. And they have very complicated models. And then they use something which is called LSTM, standing for long short-term memory. Probably later we come to this topic. And it turned out it's working much better than all the models this hydrologist had for 30 years. And it's so good that nowadays his AI models, his LSTM models, are used by the US government, by the Canadian government, by the Israeli government to predict floodings, to warn their citizens. But it's also used by Google. Google has an app. If you're on travel, if you're abroad, you want to see, is your home in danger? Do you have something that says it's flooding warnings? And also this app was based on these AI models, particularly our models. But now you can use these models because they are so good. What would happen if the temperature goes up 1 degree, goes up 2 degrees in a certain region? Perhaps all snow is gone. The vegetation changes. Now you can play some scenarios because you have so good models and can play in the future. What would happen if we don't do something against the increase of the temperature? This is climate change models. This is a small hydrological model, but AI helped us to understand what's going on.
So does it create more, help create more accurate predictions of what might happen if their variable changes.
Exactly. Especially if you have different weather conditions and stuff like this. And here's the idea is you have so much data across the world from different rivers in US, in Africa, in Europe, and learning from all this data over many years, decades, gives you more insight in what happens, what is the underground basins. Nobody has had explored it. Nobody understands what is the dynamics, if it's full of water, whatever. But if you learn from many data, if you have such a lot of data around the world from many rivers, from many different weather conditions, in Spain, it's in Sweden, it's colder, stuff like this. You learn a lot about water in the river, depending on the weather, depending on also the sun, which is melting as snow, and it's data-driven. And that's what gives us AI. If you have enough data, you can understand or modulate, simulate complex systems, which is just much too complicated for us humans to understand or to predict what's happening.
So we're collecting the data and then putting it into AI. Will there be a time where AI can record and collect its own data and create its own data? Is that already happening, or is it that still down to human input?
That's not a good idea. In theory, yes. We have right now, you are aware of these large language models like ChatGPT is an example. And so we are trained by grabbing also data from the internet, all books which are electronically available, all publications, which normally also electronically available, all patents and stuff like this, textbooks. And you grab also data. It's human data. It's human knowledge. Humans went out into the world, understood something and wrote it down. And this is how the large language models were trained. If now a large language model produces new data, it's based already on the old data. It's based on the data which was used for training. It cannot create something, it can also only repeat what was fed into it. It can only repeat what it has seen during training. Perhaps combine it in a different way, yes, but it's nothing new. And a problem is if you use this data again to train another ChatGPT or the next kind, you lose something. You lose something because the data on the internet, which was very rare, which was very seldom, the network, the neural networks, the model did not memorize. If it's only one, if there's only one article in the internet, it's not sufficient to memorize it. Therefore, what the models, the ChatGPT kind of models, the large language model will give you is only the text which is repeatedly have the same content, but it loses something. If you do it again, you again lose something. You again lose the rare things. And if you do it again and again, you more and more focus only on the data which was very prominent at the internet, which was very prevalent, which you saw again and again. Meaning you always lose the rare stuff, the seldom stuff. And therefore, to use data generated from AI is a big danger that you lose the rare cases, the seldom cases, interesting special cases. And I would not recommend it. It has done in science, learn on the data which was produced by AI, and the knowledge decreased because there was only knowledge on very prominent topics.
So it would end up forgetting about the rare but super important data and then just use the basic general generic data. What would possibly be some implications of it forgetting about the rare and special anomalies or pieces of data?
Yeah, you only focus on the popular data, perhaps to whom the pop star is married, but you would forget about the special mathematical equation because there are not so many patients on the mathematical equations. You would lose a lot of things which are very special, but which are important for our life, which are important for us to understand. And only things where hundreds of articles already written about, you would get out of the network. Therefore, our knowledge would decrease. We would not understand many things. We would not understand perhaps many math topics. We would not understand some special things of literature or history perhaps of some countries which don't have so many articles on the internet.
And could there be a way for it to generate new data whilst also remembering the very rare cases, or is that just not possible right now?
We can remember the data by storing it, but also our internet, we have to redo it again, because if you store it at some point, the server falls out, the hard disk gets crashed or whatever, you would lose it. Not to lose it is keep it redundant in the internet. But the danger is, if you have something like a chatbot, like a ChatGPT, why you would use the internet? Because you ask your cell phone, you ask ChatGPT, like, how many soldiers were dead at Waterloo? You get out the number directly. If right now, if you do it on the internet, you have done who fought the Battle of Waterloo and Napoleon, and then you have an article go through, here's the number, here you get the number out directly. So there was a danger until now that the web pages, Google, is replaced by our ChatGPT kind of large language models. And then we have a problem because there is no incentive to produce new data. Humans would not produce new data because if you don't visit their web page, why should they make a web page? And it's changing now because Google has a countermeasure, and they also use now these chatbots on top of their thing. And they want to go step by step more into this chatbot business because they are under super pressure that the large language models will replace them. The large language models were not reliable because they hallucinated some things if there was no factual basis, but they were better. But now Google said it. But important is you need humans to produce new data, to produce new text, to produce a new poem, to write some mystery or whatever.